Hi, everyone. Welcome to the bi-week edition of Between the Lines, brought to you by Gatorade, Wobby, Vikings.com, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Why are you so mellow? We're in first place.
It's the bi-week. I'm trying to...
Absolutely chilling.
I'm just trying to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Lots of excitement in the first half of the season. Before we talk about that and the second half of the season and maybe the playoffs, you want to make sure someone gets some credit.
Yes, cornerback Trey Waynes. You know, over the years, Trey Waynes has taken some criticism from fans and or media members, and maybe some of it at times was deserved. But the way Trey Waynes has played the first half of the season, and in looking back at some of his plays in some of the most recent games up to the second half of the season, this is patented Mike Zimmer-related development.
Yes.
And Xavier Rhodes experienced it, and this is in no way to say Trey will A, get paid like Xavier Rhodes, or B, be as good as Xavier Rhodes, but it's a process to play corner in a pass-happy league. Trey's very fast, very physically gifted. He's also very difficult to get around these days. So I wanted to make sure at Vikings.com we credited Trey Waynes for improving and just treating his position with the utmost in class.
Right, and while he has improved so greatly defending the pass and getting thrown at so much, he's been one of the better run-stopping corners in the NFL, which matters because we were all complaining about our run defense last year, and they've gotten better, and he's been a part of it.
Well, we don't watch every corner from every single game, but, I mean, if there is a better tackling corner in the NFL this year, I'd have to have somebody point it out to me and prove it. You know, and a couple of years ago, Trey, first-round pick for Michigan State, he wanted to roll in and start and play every game, and it didn't work out. So they put him on special teams, and he led the Vikings in special teams tackles. So he, to a certain extent, not like Adam Thielen, Detroit Lakes, Mankato, practice squad, special teams, NFL star, you know, Adam didn't have the pedigree Trey had, but Trey had to start on special teams, and he handled it the right way, and now he's good. He's a good tackler, and it looks like he's going to stick in the NFL for quite some time.
Through the first month of the season, the Vikings were 2-2, dealing with some injuries to Dalvin Cook and the quarterback position. Then we rattle off four straight wins.
Resiliency.
Constance in that kind of four-game winning streak for you. Maybe some offensive line success. Riley Reiff has not allowed a sack yet this season.
That's awesome.
Maybe the guys up front are a big reason for that.
Yeah, you put me on that Riley Reiff tout recently, and that's fantastic. And Mike Remmers, you know, got knocked out in the first quarter of the Twickenham game. He hadn't allowed a pressure in 2.5 games, so your bookenders are representing beautifully.
Yep.
Yeah, there are many ways to go about this. You know, mostly positive, but some realistic, not negative, but realistic. The level of competition the Vikings have faced during this four-game winning streak is not the greatest in the history of the NFL. So let's be realistic about that. Now, they're all difficult to beat. Cleveland winless, Trubisky in his debut, Packers without Rodgers for 3.5 quarters, Ravens at the House of Pain with some injuries and really struggling. So the second part of the season is going to provide more stiff and difficult challenges.
Yes.
Can't wait for that. Now, To the realistically speaking positive portion of the equation, the offensive line play is 1,000 times better than it was last year. Pat Elflein is awesome. Reiff is awesome. Likewise for Remmers. Berger still has a ton left in the tank. And the left guard spot's working itself out. That rookie Kane in the Cleveland game played really well.
Yep.
The fact that the offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, is honestly as good as I've seen in a long time at meshing a player's skill set with the right type of offense, like McKinnon, he catches it and he does this, and Murray runs between the tackles, and Thielen's best routes are this, and Rudolph this. Shurmur has done a really good job through this quarterback turmoil and running back turmoil at putting his players in the best position to win. And the defense is the best in the NFL, and it's staying healthy. Outside of Sendejo missing one game and then a suspension and Harris stepping in, the defense has stayed healthy. Mm-hmm. That is my A topic in the second half of the season, is the defense staying healthy, specifically in all the right spots, for the rest of the run.
In the first half of the season, Adam Thielen, 5 catches in every single game.
Yep.
Offensive line playing great, and give some credit to Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon for carrying the load at the running back position with Dalvin Cook
and Kai Forbath
going down. Oh, yeah.
I remember this time last year, we had kicker terrorism, so much so that sadly the guy left the team, and Kai came in, and Kai didn't miss a field goal all year last year. Early in the season, you know, he was missing extra points, and he was in a battle with Marshall Kane in the preseason. 6 of 6 against Baltimore, 4 of 4 in London. So, I mean, and the guy's kickoffs are really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for a team that's probably going to play in lower-scoring, tightly contested games, your kicker is important.
Kai Forbath has not missed a field goal beyond 40 yards this season, which is key for us because it's one thing to get in the red zone and have to kick field goals. We talked about that. That's frustrating. But when you can salvage a scoring drive from 45 yards out, that's awesome.
Love it.
Second half of the season, a little bit of a sprint coming out of the gates.
This is awesome.
Because we have two games regularly scheduled against the Redskins and then the Rams.
Yep.
Then a short week with the Lions.
Yep.
So really three games coming up here very quickly, all NFC games. Important, obviously, to start well. We're going to get everyone's best effort because everyone's chasing us, except for the Eagles in the NFC.
There's not a game the rest of the schedule that we can lose. That where you look at it and you're like, wow, it's going to be a complete meat grinder.
Right.
Of course, we can lose games. I don't mean it that way. But when you travel or at the House of Pain, U.S. Bank Stadium, bring this defense into the equation.
Right.
If I'm offensive coordinators or fans of the adversary, I'd be legitimately concerned about Everson Griffin over there. Daniil Hunter, Linval, all of them. Kendricks Barr, Hitman, Xavier, Trey Waynes, Newman. I mean, the thing's unbelievable. This defense is unbelievable right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been first or second in the NFL on third down all season. It's +2 in the take give. That thing might end up at +10. You got Kendricks playing like his hair's on fire. Barr is playing better than he's ever played in his career. And, you know, the defense dictates the terms in these games. So Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford on a short week, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, they're all tough the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But this team's up for the challenge. You watch.
Interesting situation will be coming up at quarterback because we might have some guys, we hope, getting healthy, including Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater. Plus, you got Case Keenum, who's playing really well. Now, this is something you're going to have to deal with every single
quarterback
week.
Quarterback quandary.
On your radio show.
Yeah,
you know?
Already started.
It's easy for us to talk about it with Zim on Vikings game plan or in the mailbag. Mm-hmm. There's lots of politically correct answers and ways you can go, and that's what we're going to do. But on the radio show, you got to deal with it. It's a little more cutthroat fashion. So how do you look at it?
Well, it's an excellent question, Wobby. You get a little edgy here in the old between the lines of Vikings.com, provided by Gatorade. Well, some people on the Monday presentation after the Twickenham game wanted to call it a quarterback controversy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a controversy at all. It's a quandary. There are decisions that will need to be made, and there are four of them. You got Slaughter, who they don't want to lose, and they're paying a lot of money to be part of this team, even if it's the practice squad. You have Bradford, too much time for Teddy, and Case Keenum. You're winning games with Keenum, and he doesn't make mistakes. Now, I know there have been interceptions in three consecutive games, but in two of those games, the passes have been tipped. How can you, if Bradford is healthy, how can you say anything negative about Sam Bradford off that New Orleans game and last year behind a sketchy offensive line with no running game? And then we won a division with Teddy. And, I mean, Teddy was in his second year when we won the division, so there's still hay in that proverbial barn. This is a good situation. There are people who say if you have two or three quarterbacks, you don't have any. That's not the situation here.
This is the exception.
With Keenum, Bradford, and Teddy Bridgewater, we are in a really good spot. But the coaches, that's why they get compensated what they do. Likewise for the general manager. Good luck.
Can't wait to analyze it and react to all of it that happens. There should be some good news coming up in the second half of the season. The Vikings, 5 straight NFC games.
Excellent.
Coming out of the bye and a bunch of road games because we played so many games at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then we finished with a nice little streak of home games to close the season, which hopefully means we're going to end up winning the division. Lots to get to, lots to watch in the second half of the season. We're excited to get to it. But for now, we're going to chill and root against as many NFC North teams as we can this weekend, which is a bit of a problem because
That's
two
fine.
Of them play each other on Monday night.
Not just NFC North, NFC.
Yeah, in general. Everyone's chasing us except the Eagles.
I mean, we want to win the division. We want a week off in the postseason. Then we want three games at the House of Pain. Division round, NFC title game round.
Super Bowl.
And Super Bowl 5-2.
That would be awesome. All right.
Why can't we dream?
Maybe we can dream, and maybe it will be reality. We'll find out over the second half of the season, which is coming up after our bye week, where we're going to relax, watch horse races, and watch football on Sunday.
Despite the Vikings digital team-related controversy over our high fives, I still want to do it.
All right.
High five to the first place team
in
the NFC North.
All right, everyone. Thanks for watching. Between the Lines, bye week edition brought to you by Gatorade, is over. Have a good rest of the week.